Random House Audio presents The Last Victim by Karen Robards. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. Chapter 1. If Charlie Stone hadn't drunk the Kool-Aid, she would have died. But in the random way the world sometimes works, the 17-year-old did drink several big tumblers full of goofy grape generously mixed with vodka, courtesy of her new best friend, Holly Palmer. As a result, she just happened to be in the utilitarian bathroom off the Palmer's basement rec room, hugging the porcelain throne, when the first scream penetrated her consciousness. Even muffled by floors and walls and who knew what else, it was loud and shrill and urgent enough to penetrate the haze of misery she was lost in. "Holly?" Charlie called, lifting her head, which felt like it weighed a ton and pounded unmercifully. No answer. Okay, her voice was weak. Probably Holly hadn't heard her. Probably the scream was nothing. Holly's little brother's fighting or something. Seeing that it was around 2 a.m., though, shouldn't the 11 and 13-year-olds have been asleep? Charlie had no idea. She knew nothing about tweeny boys. God, she should have followed her instinct and just said no to the booze. But as the new girl in Hampton High School's senior class, Charlie hadn't felt like she was in a position to refuse. From the first day of school, when they'd found out they were sharing a locker, sweet, popular Holly had taken Charlie under her wing, introduced her around. For that, Charlie was grateful.